Let us now try to seek the Lord's countenance in this evening hour. Almighty, all-knowing and all-sufficient Lord, for the second time in this Sabbath day thou hast opened unto us and our children and grandchildren the doors of thy house. Our Lord, the world also has places where they gather together for sin, for uncleanness, for vanity, for the world. But Lord, now thy house is the house that is consecrated unto thy service. It is the house called after thy holy name. May it then be, Lord, that thy word and thy spirit shall be present tonight, and that thou wouldest be pleased in this evening to work yet, converting sinners unto thee, but also instructing, edifying, teaching thy people in the way untrod before. Lord, and that privilege is so great. There is an outward separation, and the world around us is busy, and it is largely with self and with pleasure. It is largely with sin and with evil, and it is nothing of thee except in the way of mockery and rejection. But Lord, now inside thy house, that same wonder of regenerating grace must needs take place inside each heart. That wonder has to happen. Lord, come then tonight and give us a new heart. Wilt thou give us a new spirit? Take away that heart of stone that is harder than an adamant, harder than the nether millstone. Lord, wilt thou break it in pieces? Wilt thou yet come with thy love divine? And then indeed it shall happen. For that spirit works irresistibly. Oh, there is no hindrance too great for him. There is no obstacle that he cannot remove. There is no enemy that he cannot subdue. There is no rebel that he cannot make a beggar at thy holy feet, O Savior. Oh, let now in this evening those wonders take place, that there may be more than one that would leave this house of prayer with a prayer in their heart, convert me, O Lord. Lord, have mercy. Lord, is there yet a way for such a wretch as I am? Wilt thou then open blind eyes? And wilt thou open the deaf ears? Wilt thou come with that word within the heart? By nature we know not that we are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. But when thou dost teach it unto us, we shall never forget it any more. Though thy people wander astray many times, it is in their whole lifetime the same, because they have wandering feet and wandering thoughts. But, Lord, that principle of grace wrought by thee shall never be removed. Oh, wilt thou now give in this evening that young and old may taste the goodness of thee that none can measure? Then their taste shall be spoiled for the world. Then that shall become bitter. Then they shall begin to seek after thee and after thy righteousness. Then there comes a choice in their heart, rather to be afflicted with thy people than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Oh, then we begin to forsake all the riches of Egypt. Our position and our place become of no value anymore. Then one thing is needful, and that we begin to seek after. And oh, if thou wilt give that taste in the heart, it is a taste of that sweet honey that we shall never forget anymore. And then we desire thee to speak in our heart. Then there is a people that say, Lord, speak, say thou unto my soul, I am thy salvation. It is a people that find out more and more. They cannot ever convert themselves. They learn it time and again. Turn thou me and we shall be turned. Lord, lead me and guide me. And wilt thou bring me through that narrow gate, onto that narrow way, the way that only leadeth unto life. Remember the congregation. Lord, it behooves us to acknowledge thee, that a husband and father was in thy house for the first time in the morning hour after an operation and an accident. And now again he is unable to come. But Lord, has there now been a prophet in his soul? Oh, that it may become an earnest inquiry. For what shall it be if thou dost knock on the door of our heart? And we shall never, never lose the battle. Oh, Lord, and it shall yet count against us in that day of days. Then, Lord, it is as with all the admonitions, with all the callings, with all the warnings, with all the work that we observe that thou doest still in the hearts of sinners. And Lord, then we have known the way and not walked therein. May it now graciously become different still in this evening. Remember thou also the school with all that is connected to it. Lord, provide also in the future. May it be bound upon the heart, and may we have dependence upon thee, and wilt thou yet provide in ways and means that we cannot tell. Wilt thou also instruct the students at the theological school? For it is but a few weeks, and the instruction shall begin. But, Lord, wilt thou then teach them already thyself? For that is the best instruction. Help also those in the old country that go forth to speak an edifying word. Lord, remember thy truly called and sent servants wherever they are, wherever they serve. Lord, in dependence upon thee, that we may seek thy honor and the welfare of Zion. Lord, look upon us then in compassion and increase the number of faithful servants in thy favor. Lord, also remember our nation with the various governments. Oh, there is much to be concerned about. Sin is no longer called sin. Evil and iniquity abound. Thy name and thy laws are despised. And Lord, where must that end? Oh, then thou must come with judgments upon us, righteously so. But who is now guilty? And who is there of thy people that also has been in the inner chamber about all these things? Lord, teach us. And remember us, and give yet grace, convert us. Lord, wilt thou then also look upon us in the unknown future? Provide help and strength unto the fathers and the mothers. Give labor and a blessing upon the labors. Grant also the help unto the families also in these weeks. And Lord, wilt thou also supply and help those that are still expecting. Lord, give gladness, but also preserve and grant life. Be with the lonely, with the handicapped, with all those that are burdened. Lord, we commend unto thee the many travelers. Thou knowest where they have come from, and they also know it here, outwardly. But Lord, is there one among them that has left the city of destruction and is now seeking for that only way? Oh, that it then may be instructed by that evangelist to go unto that little wicket gate, and they cannot see it. But oh, if there are some glimmers, some light in the distance, oh, then the instruction shall be aim for that light. Aim for that light. Lord, may there then be not only outward traveling, but spiritual traveling. For if we continue on the broad way, destruction shall be our portion. Lord, remember us in mercy. If we have forgotten anything, wilt thou not forget it? But may there yet be a word that enters within. Give light and liberty. Give the love of thee in the heart. And may thy honor be our aiming. May the salvation of sinners be our desire. That thou wouldest yet visit thy people in grace. Oh, that in this evening the fresh oil would not be lacking, but that thou wouldest provide it, pour it out upon us, and Lord, as thou hast promised, fruit in old age, fat and flourishing, to say that the Lord is upright. And thou art Lord, and thou art our rock, and there is no unrighteousness in thee. Oh, no, Lord, thou art good, and thou doest good. Oh, that we may be given to testify of that goodness of thee which no one can measure. Lord, make us then jealous. Help us in this evening. Grant us yet a delight in proclaiming thy word. For Jesus' sake, amen.